I think we can start. So, hello all, my name is Afonso Oliveira and today I'm going to present you RISC-V Hardware is Here, What About Software? And as a first disclaimer, this will be a very, very opinionated talk, so there's not much science in these slides, just my personal opinion from my empirical work on RISC-V. And so, to start on, I'm a senior software engineer at ARC-V CPUs, so in the last 2 years, I've been creating the RISC-V Unified DB project, and I've contributed to Zephyr, including the AIA driver that's actually half merged, half not merged, but we'll get to it. So, yeah, and I've been bringing up the software stack for a lot of different RISC-V cores inside the ARC-V family, so I had to play with all these different projects. And so RISC-V hardware is here. I think a lot of talks already went by that today, so I'll quickly go through there. So, like, we have a lot of products coming out with RISC-V. I don't know if you've seen deep computing laptops, but those are pretty awesome, and they do run, right? So we have products. And Western Digital, NVIDIA, they both already acknowledge that they are using RISC-V cores inside their products. Infineon also came out and showed us an automotive platform with RISC-V products, which is pretty nice. And on the other hand, there's a lot of open cores, a lot of startups working on RISC-V. And, well, I have a couple boards here, but in reality, there's many, many more. And so this is actually very, very, very small list. I went to RISC-V landscape and I got the full list. It looks kind of like this. So yeah, it's pretty extensive. I don't think I can go over all the names, but